Read me.
There are some protests happening down outside the Capitol.
The simulated riots in D.C. was a powder keg long in the making. The evidence for pre-planning and setting up a situation for a disaster is overwhelming. Paid actors.
We can take that place.
We got more people coming up. Let's get them down here on the track.
I want to confess that I was paid to pretend to protest today.
Lady, I'm going to break this f***ing phone if you don't stop.
They hit me with bullets.
They're not officers, man.
Controllers.
They were guys. They were almost like monitors. They were like corralling them, and they were telling them what to do, and they did everything these guys said.
You can drop down into a room underneath
your people.
Take a step back.
Get in there. Do your job. Get out.
And Hollywood tear gas and mace. All on display for hundreds of professional photographers conveniently on scene. In this episode, we're going to analyze the climax of the story and show you how a little stage direction and fake blood became an instrumental role in furthering the division of the nation.
And he was hiding there. She had no idea that he was even sitting there aiming a gun right at her face.
It's not talk anymore!
This is Everything Wrong with the Capitol Shooting.
I'm convinced the New Yorkers did it from what I saw.
You guys gonna come in the building?
Only on Wooz News. The Homeland Security Exercise and Evaluation Program provides a set of guiding principles for large emergency response drills. In these guidelines, we read about the various roles, such as players, controllers, simulators, evaluators, actors, observers. The term participant encompasses many groups of people, not just those playing in the exercise. The head directors of large emergency drills are called exercise controllers. Their job is to keep things running according to the master plan. And here's a cover of the guidelines manual, which spells sheep. Hasid. Any professional emergency response drill or military drill makes use of fake blood in a variety of forms. Blood capsules, sponges, syringes, and squibs. A simple blood squib is a pouch that is designed to break on impact. There are all kinds of squibs using various pumps and tube assemblies. Here's the HydroSim trauma bleeding simulation system. It's basically a small pack containing a fake blood supply and a pumping mechanism and some tubes. Some of them are battery operated. Now that we're equipped with the various roles, let's start the analysis. Aquí, outside the speaker's lobby. As a footnote, I am not affiliated with any gang. And I wasn't paid to make this video, so I'm looking at this completely unbiased. We've also added a time code to Jaden X's footage, which we'll call Angle 1. And let's review the scene with minimal volume. You'll notice how much chaos is happening on screen, yet our eyes are fixed to the woman because that's what we're here to see. No one seems to be concerned with being the next target. It's bang, action. It should be noted that everyone in the room knows what's going to happen. They all play towards the camera. Now, let's take a look at some of our characters. Adam Gray, our photographer. Taylor Hansen, Vetter. Rufio, Fredo, Yellow, Data. Jaden, Thomas Barani, Ninja, / Evaluator, Secret Agent Man, or as I like to call him, Sam, Medic, / Controller, Parrot Blocker, Shades, Red, SWAT 1, and SWAT 2, Frickin' Frack, and our star, Rabbit. We're gonna break this down together, and we're gonna analyze this with 6 different angles, and in chronological order. Let's do this. Now this is Medic coming into the room. Notice the enormous earpiece. What's that about? Now look what Red does, he kicks the door. Now we see Red either pick up something or drop something, and it looks like Medic does the same. And we know he's the Medic because of this patch or sticker. Here we can see Red has one glove on, and you can see Jaden in the distance. Now we're all kind of led into this room outside the speaker's lobby. We can see Medic has one glove on as well. There's Frick. Oh, hey there. And there's our star. They're just waiting around again. And you can see our star looking in the direction of the weapon. She seems amped up or nervous. And you can see we have Taylor Hansen on our left. Notice how Yellow hands Rufio the helmet. And notice while he does that, we can see Cop 2 and Fredo discussing, almost like they're waiting for something.
Okay, we got police coming up.
Okay, we got police coming up. Now freaking Frack come down. Rufio takes off his hat, changing his appearance. He receives the signal, and they leave. And it all feels a little rehearsed. And you can see Adam Gray push his way through. Now this is orange in the front. You should also note that the glass is not glass, but plastic, or stage glass. And you'll notice that this barricade was set up before they entered the room. You can see Barani in red to the left of the screen. In about 30 seconds, they're gonna make their way to the front. Notice how our star keeps looking over to the left, as if she's waiting for something. As the officers leave, they're pretending to talk to each other. And you can see how easy this plastic comes out. You see how easy that is? Frack taps the back of Vedder. Jaden is the first one to give the command that there is a weapon at 34 minutes and 49 seconds. And you can hear others chanting the same thing. Notice that the gunman briefly removes his hand from the weapon, like he's communicating, replying to his earpiece. Look how long it takes him to do it. Notice this person just walking in the background. If we draw a straight line from where the weapon is to where our star is, you will see that they don't match up. The weapon is far below her neck area. And boom, right there. Now that's 15 seconds since Jaden announced there was a weapon. That's important. Now let's back it up 15 seconds. We can see this guy point to Orange. Orange gives a hand movement. And look, the Hollywood glass just falls right out. SWAT 1 goes to Sam. Now why would Blue ever be in on this conversation? Blue makes his way past Yellow, where he grabs him. And you can see Barani making a hand movement. And he touches Red on the back. And Barani signals her to get into place. And she goes through. And she's ready to fall. And they all scatter. Notice this guy in the background. No one looks in the direction of the gunman. Yellow gets into place. Now that's Rufio. Right when she goes up, he turns his back. It doesn't make sense that Rufio's corralled all these people into breaking down the doors, only to step to the side and turn his back. In this angle, Rufio turns to take a peek. And he touches Red on the back. And Ninja automatically puts his hands up. Also, notice when she falls back, her backpack looks fairly plump. A perfect breakaway for a fall. And you'll see Yellow breaks her fall. Boom, with his foot. And here you can see the plastic glass. Red gets out of the way. And interestingly enough, Ronnie moves down just to touch her. Just to touch her right backpack area. Just for a brief moment. While Sam comes down, he moves her, what, 9 inches to his left. He's about to reach under her right shoulder. At the same time he does it, SWAT 1 briefly squeezes her right hand, or he's putting something in there. When Sam picks her up, she puts her hands in front of her face. It almost appears that she opens her eyes right there, and she just puts her hands down. Boom, she's set down, and then her elbows go down as Data and Orange move into place. Now Sam's gonna make a big hand movement. His left hand is still under her right shoulder, trying to give her a back massage and shit. Who rides this? And look how she's laying. She's still got her right leg up. It's only been 11 seconds since the weapon went off. And here you can see her curl the side of her mouth up while a drop of blood runs out from under her nose, which takes less than 16 frames. Here it is in real time. No blood. And there it is. And she has her hands like she's about to give a shadow puppet performance. That's just an interesting face to make. No suffering. It's like, boom, instant death. She's basically using that backpack as a pillow. All the while, look to Sam's right. There's Ninja. And Ninja's been there all along. And he comes down with him. And it almost looks like she has a smile on her face. It's almost like a Mona Lisa. And she's holding her right hand clenched like she has something in there. Now you have SWAT 1 coming in, playing a scene blocker. And notice how Rufio is just clamoring over SWAT 3, because there's quite a bit of photographers in that room. Now look, frickin' Frack, he grabs him in the back, and he puts his hands up. See how he just grabs him and he puts his hands up? They were friends earlier, remember? And look at Barani. Okay guys, I'm just gonna pull out my phone. And notice how he looks at his hand. He's gonna do that a couple times. And there's a reason for that. So now SWAT 1's making his hand movements, you know, the big pointing. And now he's gonna put up his weapon. And he does this little dance with his knees. Okay, thank you. Thumbs up. Like he's pretending to talk to someone. And he's like, thumbs up. And now Data moves in. He clumsily takes his book bag off. Now here it gets really strange. With the exception of her nose, at this time code we see there's no blood on her. 3517. We're gonna see her pop in right there. Nothing. 3521. But wait, boom. 3525. 4 frames. That's 4 seconds. And now it looks like she's devoured some small woodland creature. Don't you love how blood defies gravity? But how is that possible? Let's back it up 4 seconds. Now watch. Notice how Sam moves his left hand from her right backpack area, and he goes to grab her hand, like she's doing a peace sign, with her hand, dips it in. Look at that movement. Now you can see him move his hand across her face. But look, she moves her wrist into his hand first.
It kinda looks like she's smearing blood on her face.
Or putting something in her mouth.
But you can see the movement. And he swats her hand down. Then he forcefully turns her head to the right. It's hard to see if those are her fingers or if she's holding on to something. Now Sam gets up and all he's doing is just pointing. Look.
Well, I guess my work here is done.
They're both pointing at the same time because it makes for good pictures. You've got the drama, you've got the pointing, and now this blood is just gushing out of her mouth.
Don't make no sense.
Do you hear that? Y'all murdered this person? It's only been 21 seconds since the weapon went off.
Grabbing him, like, what are we gonna do?
And notice, he has a full beard. Do people in these positions normally have full beards? Maybe? Okay. He's also double masked.
Ooh, such a secret.
And they just keep pointing, look.
SWAT 1, SWAT, SWAT 2.
We can see that Yellow has changed his appearance as well. And so Data does these big gestures. She's still got her damn hands, like she's playing a scarecrow or something. Now this guy coming in, he's a parrot blocker. And he's saying, move, move. Data just looks up, he's like, medic, scalpel. All the while, Ninja's still back there, just monitoring everything. Data is just still fumbling through his bag, not looking for anything in particular. Everybody's just kind of moving around her.
We have an active shooter.
We have an active shooter. How original.
Get her down.
Get her down.
She is down, bro.
Scott, it's so cringy.
Get the light! Flashlight! Flashlight!
So they're screaming for a flashlight. Out of all things, a flashlight. Because the flashlight will enhance the drama of the photos. And it draws the eye down towards the light.
Where's she hit?
Where's she hit? Yeah, it seems like no one really knows. And that's when she opens her mouth, like she's spitting it out. You can see she has blood on her fingers. But when do we see her ever touch that area? And Data taps her left hand and she puts it down. It, like, flicks something away. Fixes something out of her hair. It's unclear if Data is contributing to the blood effects or if he's just a scene blocker. You can see SWAT 1 knees her right arm closer to her. And then she tucks it under her right butt cheek. So this is the medic. He identifies himself as the medic. Notice that wonderful earpiece he has on. And let's see the various ways he tries to save her. Medic puts his water bottle down. SWAT 1 just grazes her. Everybody's just grazing her. Parrot blocker getting up in there. And so medic pulls down the flag that's tied around her neck. And notice he only had one glove coming into the room, which is very interesting. Look, when he does this move, she opens her mouth briefly, or she says something. So he's only using one hand, and she just lets some of the blood out of her mouth. Thank God for capsules. And her eyes are, she's looking at things, where before she was just looking straight ahead. At the same time, you can see them just hanging out. And here comes the scene blocker cop. Now Ninja's either just making hand movements for the camera, or he's giving directions to SWAT 1. And SWAT 1 is just fumbling around with this little napkin, this little toilette in a baggie. Notice how Medic tucks this, what looks to be a cell phone, in between Data's knees. It appears Data takes the cell phone away with him. Did you see that? What is Parrot Blocker pulling from her hair? And here he puts it into his pocket. Parrot Blocker shouts to SWAT that he's a medic, yet does nothing. You can start to see his very small pool of blood, like the size of a cookie, right where Sam's hand was. That's when they all come out.
Get back! We can't save her! Get the f*** up! We can't save her!
We gotta get EMS here, guys. Now, notice Ninja just randomly puts his hands up. The cops have been next to him this whole time, and now he's putting his hands up. It's for the camera.
She's dead. I caught her phone.
Her eyes are like...
Did you hear Jaden? Because he keeps repeating it over and over. He's saying the light faded from her eyes. They're all gaslighting because they know the audio is going to be recorded. So they're all kind of pointing and overacting and fumbling in their little corners.
3621, Taylor Hansen smiles.
Look at shades.
And Fredo has no one to talk to. He's got nothing to do right now. And SWAT 1 and SWAT 2 are still fumbling with this stupid fucking bag. What is that? Little gauze? So he's just tugging it along on the flag. On the flag kerchief. Everybody's grabbing for her neck.
What's that? That's Medic's hand. Do you hear the scrunch as he squeezes?
And the medic comes in. It almost looks like Medic hesitates. And then he comes in.
Get
Now we see this very small pool of blood. See how there's just a small passive blood stain? It leaves no trail or indication of a direction. There's no spine, satellite, or elongation tails. There's no cast-off. There's no arterial spray or expirated spatter, which makes the use of a blood squib in her backpack and around her neck the most plausible explanation, which could be why during this whole ordeal they never untie the flag. She's gone, man. We're gonna see that cap, black hat cap. He's still just looking for a pulse, but he just declared that she wasn't there. And now look, he clearly has blood on his fingers, and he turns his fingers around and looks at them, and he just wipes them on the flag. Look, he just wipes them on the flag, and he moves it out of the way. And that's when SWAT 1 comes in with his little towelette, dab, dab, dab. Dab, 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 dab. Like this is fucking ASMR or some shit. At the same time, he snaps another photo. Ronnie's faking a call, looking at his hand. And there's Jaden. And Ninja just ninjas his way over to us. Scene blocker cop blocks parrot blocker. Hey, what's going on? Who's that? Oh, he's got a radio. Maybe he'll call for help. No one's doing anything. Medic stands up. See, he's the medic with that sticker. And there's Adam Gray taking all the photos. And it appears the clock reads 2:47. Fredo still has nothing to do. Now look, it's frickin' Frat. They're still hanging out. Frick sees the camera and begins acting again. Yep, we're still rolling. What? Got blood on the floor. Yeah, and not that much. Now that's Yellow saying that. Oh, Vetter, bless your heart. And now look at Rufio with his hand on top of his head, like, oh, it's such a shame. Oh, Barani puts his hand around Red. There's the famous photo.
Has anyone seen an iPhone on the ground?
Has anyone seen an iPhone?
You want to be next?
Nobody's doing anything. Everybody's just hanging out. Angry lady number one. She's just there to scream at them. Now notice they're still taking photos of her in the background, yet no one has done anything.
She's dead.
Hanson in the background. He's got his footage. This is, oh no. We'll see him later. Barani motions to medic. And now Fredo motions for bike cop one. Look, more pointing, more big hand movements. Do you see any blood on Sam right now? He put gloves on. He's got little paper towels or something. Maybe it's a script. They're still just getting all the pictures. Shades is making his big hand movements. Oh, he's grabbing Barani. But notice Barani puts his hand on his back. Or he grabs him. And he lets go. Big hand movements. It's Jazz Fingers. And there goes Adam Gray. What's up, bro? Who later gets fake arrested. And then Red is pushed out with Data. See, they've already made one. And look how uniform they are. Looks like they made it just in time. Even though they don't go out that way. And there she goes. With her book bag and flag still wrapped around her. Luckily, they don't have that far to go. Just right out that door. Is that normal? Is that normal protocol? You would think if it was as easy as for everybody else to get into the Capitol, it would be for paramedics. Now we see Sam on the other side of the door. And we see he's littered his latex gloves on the Capitol floor next to the blood. No one would ever do that. Unless it was to add drama to the photos. So that's our pool of blood. That sad, pathetic pool of blood. This is classic. Oh, you just stepped in the crime scene. Guys, you can't make this stuff up. I think he does do it intentionally because it creates a transfer pattern from the heel of his boot. It adds drama to the photos. He intentionally does that. Is that a cop? Come on, guys. Is that a cop? Are these cops? And now they put the black ski cap over the blood. They've got the photos. And that's the guy who stepped in it, now changing his appearance. And those are the sad, pathetic droplets from one malfunctioned squib. Now, let's take a look at the aftermath. Oh, no. And so they're all just echoing the same thing over and over again. They're getting everybody to spread the word.
They just killed the girl!
And his he's trying to go right in the goddamn stomach.
I thought it was supposed to be her neck.
He's shooting kids.
He shot a girl in there.
They shot a girl.
This is like the cringe hour.
They shot a girl.
But listen to what this lady says.
I didn't see it, but they shot a woman.
They all acting.
That's amazing. Completely validates everything we're doing here. And notice, coming down the stairs like a damn 80s movie, Thomas Barani, with his hand up, he's about to stop on the stairs and just start screaming.
Shut her up! Kill her!
And then no one's gonna pay attention. Wow. And now he caught somebody's attention. Bro, why are you lying? Oh, don't you mean your hand fell back into her book bag? Man, this guy's such a creep.
He's not talk anymore!
This is too much.
God, this is so hard to look at.
And here he is again.
They shot her in the neck, and she fell back on me and started saying she was fine, it's cool.
What? Guys, you know none of that happened.
And then she started kind of, like, moving weird.
Okay, that's true.
It could have been me, but she went in first. This could be you or your kids.
Jesus. And here they're whisking her away on a stretcher. Notice these highlighter badges on all of them. Maybe you can tell me what these are. And maybe you can tell me what this black waistband is. Ooh, looks like they did a touch-up. He totally has his hand on her boob. And you can see she's clearly still alive. And notice all of these van shuttles in the background. Hey, look, it's SWAT 1. What was that about? Even Taylor Hansen got a spot on TV.
And the minute that she hopped up in that pane, she had no idea that he was even there.
No, she only had a 15-second warning, bruh. From the first scream to her taking it to the neck. 15 seconds.
He shot her right in the neck.
Oh, now it's her neck. Hopefully Jaden will get it right.
Yeah, so basically all the protesters kind of stormed to get into the chamber.
And perhaps our last clip is most telling of all. Here's Jaden.
They killed a girl. They killed a girl. I dead ass have it on camera. They shot her. I seen the shit on camera. They had.
Let me see.
I guess we're all done. Yeah, so fuck it.
Let me see.
I guess we're all done. Yeah, so fuck it.
I got it. Oh.
So what do you think, guys?
Can you see what I see?
Is this shit legit?
Maybe I'm missing something, maybe I'm overlooking it.
Please, if you see anything I'm not seeing, write it below.
Please use your word choices carefully when commenting.
Hey, thanks for coming down the Babbit hole with me.
Are we being duped?
If you learned something, feel free to subscribe. That's why I'm here. It's not just for fun.
You know, it takes a lot of work to edit these videos, and I'm just one person. I don't have all the answers figured out, but I can tell you something ain't right.
Please feel free to mirror, share, and please keep analyzing. Maybe we could start looking at this stuff a different way. Hey, thanks for breaking this down with me.
We just figured out Woo's news because we're fucking smart.